RX 93.1%. TMR. The Morning Rush. The Morning Rush. Your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, you so legendary.
Marky.
Yaddy, 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 yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy,
Monster RX 93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning. It's 3-2-2-2-2.
I'm loving it. I have two ears filled with sound.
Congratulations.
No crackling, no disappearing. I am in heaven.
Fantastic. We're off to a great start.
Everything.
Yay.
Yay.
On a Tuesday.
Payak lang po akong tao. Ito lamang ang aking inaasam-asam. Naluluha ako.
Oh my God.
Sa tuwa. As in, it's so clear.
You sound like you're campaigning.
Like the volume is perfect. Both ears are so clear. Nothing's like, you know, disappearing in and out.
I know. It actually sounds crisp today.
I know,
like,
right?
Extra crisp. I hope we don't jinx it.
Well, yeah. So, we've got our top 10 for today, suggested by Elmer's Blue, but inspired by Hazel Hottie.
Me?
Yes.
Little old me?
Because you did a tweet na parang, imagine coming home to one of the candidates. Ano, what was that? Like, what did you tweet?
Because I was watching the debate,
okay.
Right? The presidential debate, and... Well, one of the candidates, I'm not going to name names,
okay.
But he has the most annoying voice.
Yeah.
And the way he speaks, it's so unpleasant. Let's
yeah.
just put it that way.
Yeah. Not and even just the content, just the actual
voice. I would say probably 80% content or 90% content. I guess 110% delivery.
Okay, I get it.
Because it's like 200% annoying.
So Elmer's Blue thought, why don't we do that? Like, imagine coming home and then, like, let's do storytelling, okay?
Okay.
So what would you do if you came home and blank? So for example, so the hashtag is hashtag imagine coming home.
Okay.
So examples. Imagine coming home on Valentine's Day. And seeing your ex waiting for you wearing only a ribbon.
Where? The question is where?
Bahala ka na. Fill in the blanks.
Tsaka, di ba yung ribbon, iba-iba yung width nun?
Oh, yes. Well, wait. One that will suffice.
Okay.
Naka-ribbon lang yung... Bahala ka na. Kung ano yung iri-ribbonan.
I mean, di ba you can wrap a ribbon around stuff like...
Oh, yes.
When you go to a baptism... That's
yes.
what they do with the candles, right? They wrap
mm-hmm.
it in ribbon.
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine it. I can
okay.
see it.
And imagine coming home and finding your boyfriend gone. Together with his things. And together with your things as well. Wala na yung laptop mo, wala na yung refrigerator, yung TV.
Yung my face, it was masakit more than the boyfriend and his face. You can go.
You can go if you want, but leave my...
Oh, man.
Like, alam mo yung tipong may mga U-Haul na siguro na dumating. Na dinala na lahat ng mga pwede mong... OMG.
Alam mo, we talk about it like, of course we're like, oh my God, it's an example, but... I'm sure it's happened
oh, yes.
to a number of people.
And the word for it in Tagalog is limas.
Like everything
nalimas,
gone.
Like everything gone. Like maybe a couple of wrappers here and there left.
Oh,
but
man.
It's like everything gone.
Feeling ko, I would be in a state of shock
yeah.
for
like
a
literally,
while.
You'd probably be sitting on the floor like, what?
What just happened?
What happened? What? yung di ka pa agad makakatawag ng police or something. Because you don't even know the first thing to do. It's like, ni walang landline.
I know.
Dinala yung telepono.
Man, and it depends how long you've been together.
Yeah.
Yung
yeah.
state of shock mo. Like the gravity.
Right?
Diba?
And I must say, there must be like a couple of, I'd say minutes, not even seconds. Like literally probably just have your mouth open. Like, why is it empty? Tapos alam mo yung nagpa-process ka, parang naglalag yung utak mo na, did my significant other just leave with everything?
Now what?
Right?
What do you even do though?
I don't know. Police? That's not theirs. But then it's your like significant other.
I wonder if they can still get everything back.
I know, right? And it, you know, you can always argue, this is mine. I don't know. It's going to be messy.
I mean, I guess if they left better, they remain the same person. Pero kasi iba yung tipong complete change of identity.
Yeah.
They just
like you don't even know where to go.
Off the radar completely.
Yeah. Like in a lot of TV shows, diba ganun yung mga nangyayari. Yung mga tipong pinuntahan mo sa work, oh, she resigned yesterday. Tapos pumunta ka sa ano parang like, oh, yeah, she left last week. So like, well, yeah, like, there's nothing. Sino hahabulin mo? That's not picking up your calls. Pag tumawag ka, parang that number is no longer unattended or something.
That's actually so scary.
It's so scary.
Because, of course, yung parang first thought is nilimas ka nung boyfriend mo or nung girlfriend mo. But at the same time, it's like, what if it's like a true crime story? What if somebody did all that and that person has your partner? Diba?
Oh my gosh!
Nakakatakot.
Oh, that's even worse.
Kasi you don't know, diba?
Like, akala mo, like, kunyari, kinuha na lang niya lahat ng gamit mo.
Yeah.
Pero what if?
What if, right? Somebody else did it.
Took everything.
And like, framed your partner.
Oh,
that is so scary.
That is so scary.
No.
And, another example. Oh, speaking of, perfect that you should bring it up. Imagine coming home to find the police waiting for you, saying, we found your victims.
Oh no.
Like worse.
Which ones?
And then saka worse, yung you've been caught. Or two, what victim? Like what if you like literally don't know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
And you've been framed.
Oh my god. This sounds like a John Grisham movie.
I know, right?
Or book.
Like kumpleto na yung investigation and like tas pag tinignan mo legit yung like bakit may fingerprints ko? Bakit may gamit ko na nandun sa crime scene? And you're like, how did that... And you're literally innocent.
I mean, it happens, right?
Right?
But you see, that's why there are books and movies about stuff like that.
Like, alam mo yung sobrang genius framer? Like, siguro all this time...
Very, what's his face? The talented Mr. Ripley.
Mr. Ripley. Like, alam mo yung di mo alam, kinukuha na niya yung mga gamit mo one by one. Just enough for you to be framed. So, akala mo lang, oh, but parang nawawala yung ano ko, something. Nothing big, nothing major. Tapos yun yung mga iniiwan niya, mga tipong hair clip mo na may mga buhok-buhok for DNA.
Oh my God.
Fingerprints mo, nililift niya para maipaplant niya dun sa evidence.
It's so scary!
It's so scary! I'm telling you.
Kasi if they're really good, I feel like kaya eh.
Especially if
you trust them.
Yeah.
Diba? Tapos, parang they have access.
Yeah, yun nga. Imagine mo like a friend of yourself. Ate, akin na lang tong hair clip mo. Yeah, sure. Sige, uwi mo. Tapos di mo alam kinukolekta na niya. Tapos akala mo this cute little like BFF of yours.
Oh my
na.
God. No.
Imagine coming home to see the Zobels and the Ayalas saying, long lost heir.
Daddy!
Talagang tinatawa bigla yung pamilya, no? Sila tita.
Daddy!
Sila tita, baby. Sila ano, inabandona na eh, no? Daddy!
Hindi, syempre may wink.
Ah,
diba?
Okay.
Ano? Daddy! Sabay, wink kay mama.
Parang, alam na this, mama.
She'd probably be like, go!
Tapos, mama mo naman biglang with tears, I'll miss you, Hechi. Wink.
Kindata na yan.
Wink. And one last example. Imagine coming home to find your jowa in bed na pinupulutan ng giant python. Ay, hindi pala python. Si Bestie pala. Hindi, di ba yung pork tank?
Yan ang mga ahas, magandang yung mga dila talaga.
Ganon.
Ang bilis ng tang ng ahas, no?
Oo. Oh, oh.
Kabang ka na.
Kaya sila ahas. Talented. So there you go. So come up with like wonderful, scary, sad, sexy scenarios.
Okay.
You know, that would be interesting. Na mapapaisip ka na, oh, ano, what would you do if you came home? And that that was the situation. So the top 10 hashtag, imagine coming home. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Imagine coming home and all your tweets.
Coming up, we've got Tea Over Coffee also happening today, The Morning Crush, and we'll have, well, the Hollywood weekend box office because we forgot to do it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
For now, let's get things going with this one from Doja Cat. You got Chico and Hazel all the way till 10 on The Morning Rush right here on The Monster. Get into it, yo.
Tea Over Coffee.
Tea Over Coffee. Monster RX 93.1, time for Tea Over Coffee. This is pretty interesting. One of America's most acclaimed authors is wading into the culture war, saying she believes she should be able to create characters from a diverse range of backgrounds. I'm talking about 80-year-old Anne Tyler, who spoke out on the issue in an interview stating, "I'm astonished by the appropriation issue. It would be very foolish for me to write, let's say, a novel from the viewpoint of a black man, but I think I should be allowed to do it." Tyler, who won the 1989 Pulitzer Prize for fiction for her novel Breathing Lessons, also hit out at cancel culture. She said, "If an incredibly talented person has written novels in the 30s or 40s and all of a sudden it's discovered that there was something he said or did, even something as bad as sexual harassment, he should be condemned for it. But I don't see why you should withdraw his novels from publication."
Oh,
so her comments sparked debate on Twitter, with some, of course, claiming Tyler simply wanted to avoid any kind of criticism. However, others encouraged her to freely write about whatever took her fancy. What do you think?
No, because like, okay, from a writer's point of view, you inhabit characters. You know what I mean? Like, I remember as a kid, I wrote about, you know, a lonely octopus.
You're like, not an octopus.
You know, am I appropriating octopus culture? I mean, of course, that's an overly simplified, you know, version of the issue. But you know what I mean? Like,
you can imagine.
I mean, that's what writers
are. That's what it's about.
You inhabit a character. And the characters, because it's kind of weird. So, like, are you saying, like, if I'm Filipino and I want to write novels, I should only write about Filipino characters?
No, but maybe, okay, I don't know how I feel about this. I'm a little torn because I do get it. Like, for example, if a white person were to write about, you know, Black Lives Matter and, like, the whole movement, parang it's going to be a little strange to read about it as opposed to if it were written by a black person. Yung parang, well, why are you writing about that? Why don't you write about your own stuff, your own culture, your own struggles?
And yeah, I get that if it's a struggle. But I'm just talking about, like, in general, like, let's say black characters. O kunyari, let's say the color purple. What if it was written by a white person? Is that cultural appropriation? Like, what if it's exactly the same book that we have grown to love? Bawal ba siya? Kasi sa akin sana, ano, maybe it should be taken on a case-to-case basis. Kasi ko alam mo parang, ay, profiting from the the issue. Yeah, you kind of get that. But what if it's like a really talented character whose heart is in the right place and na ano siya, like his or her heart was captured by that specific story about a culture that is not his or hers, but kaya naman niya to write about it. Kasi let's say immersed naman siya dun.
Kung immersed ka, I guess, and you can back it up,
yeah,
people, you know, and people can find out that you know, you actually lived it. Alam mo yun?
Kasi like, that's my point. Eh? Like, if you can do a good job, meaning, hindi mo na, gets, you know what I mean? Like, dapat hindi siya black or white, hot or cold. Like, you have to take each case very specifically to see kung was there some appropriation? You know, did any appropriation occur in this specific case?
But I think in this day and age, it's just best to stay away from stuff like that. Kasi, can you imagine working on a novel for like years only for people to cancel it because of cultural appropriation? Alam mo yun,
that's
parang
a little sad though, from a purely like creative point of view.
That's true. But yeah, I guess you can create other stuff.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
See, can you ano lang, ito, like take away the politics and the culture politics of it all. Like, that's the whole point of creativity. Like, dapat the universe
be,
is open to you.
Yeah.
And now you've like boxed it into like,
this is what you can do, this is what you can't do. Yeah.
I mean, it's harder to be creative from a completely like boundless kind of way that people used to create.
I suppose you can, but maybe don't, I don't know, make a profit out of it. You know what I mean? Like, you can write about it. You can do it on your own. You can save it in your computer.
Yeah.
Or like give it to your friends, your family.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's when money comes in and people feel like, oh, you're exploiting our culture. You're using it to, you know, for your own good, to capitalize on, especially kung struggle ngayon sinusulat niya.
Yeah, that I agree. I definitely agree. Lalo na pa, if it's like, kunyari, the Black Lives Matter. I mean, like, leave it to the people who are experiencing it. Pero like, for example nga, kunyari lang, black characters. You have black authors who write about black characters. And then you have, let's say, Asian writers or white writers writing about black characters. Parang, you can all profit from a good story.
And when you think about it, it is fiction.
It is fiction, and I don't know. I mean, like, again, for me, ang ano ko lang dyan is, take it per book.
Like, yeah.
There will be books that will be reeking of exploitation and cultural appropriation. And then there are those who are like really good works of art. And if they happen to be about a culture that does not belong to the author's culture.
Yeah.
Kung maganda naman yung pagkakagawa, respectful naman, parang I don't see any reason why we should cancel it.
Personally, what I find really interesting is the generation gap and the belief system. Like,
yeah,
this is an 80-year-old woman speaking, and that's how she feels.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung parang, and I'm pretty sure a lot of women her age probably share the same sentiment. Just because back in the day, you know, during their time, this was never an issue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so. But you know, I guess the important thing is, ako dun ako na frustrate when you can't even talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least,
I think,
at least there is a discussion. At
yeah.
Least there, like, is it possible that you can actually talk to somebody who doesn't share your beliefs and actually like, okay, that's an interesting point of view. I still don't agree with it, but I get where you're coming from.
And especially if it's a generational thing. I mean, you can always learn from them. Like, you can learn from each other.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like the whole, ugh, okay, boomer. Like, it's such a boomer thing. You know what I mean? Like
talk about it.
Yeah.
Discuss. Have a dialogue.
Don't just dismiss them completely.
And same thing. Even like, let's say, people naman who are older to
yes.
be like, ay, ito na naman itong mga woke na to. Parang
ay,
like,
oh, mga Gen Z.
Can we just like learn how to like dissect the issue without going after each other?
Let's just be people.
Yeah.
That's the danger of over-labeling.
Yeah.
Like, but before, it didn't used to be such a big deal. You know, like, wala namang generational divide na super specific, like, I think, like, how it is now. It's just, I don't know. It's just so different.
It's a very dismissive culture we have now. Na parang, if you don't belong to my tribe, I will just dismiss your thoughts as,
yes, exactly.
You're just stupid. You know, that kind of, way of thinking.
Yeah, it's but, a little sad.
But
to
let's
see.
Talk about it. Let's talk about it.
But and hopefully talking about it, you know,
yeah,
makes people think.
It's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, in other news, just a little update on the Kanye situation. There are now over 25,000 signatures to remove him from Coachella. Wow. The Remove Kanye from Coachella petition on change.org has over 25,000 signatures.
Again, it will all depend on how many people are watching. Because, yeah, right, like 25,000 is a big number, but is how does that compare to the total number of tickets sold?
I think the total would be like somewhere around 200 to 300,000.
But that's still substantial, huh?
It is already at 25,000. That's already like, let's say 250,000. That's 10%, right?
Yeah. That's so. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. That's a lot.
10% is a big amount. But again,
well, you have
there's
the 90%
to deal with.
Exactly. Right? So it's a little tricky. But
yeah.
Anyway, let us know your thoughts on what we talked about today. You can tweet us at RX931 or text 0961-1367-931.
Summer's hottest.
It's hot, it's sunny, everyone's in a good mood. That's the weather I love.
Always hot.
The Monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. This is going to be fun because it's so, again, since we were talking about writers as well. About like, I don't know, parang it's like making your little mini stories.
Yeah.
Based on our topic.
Speaking of creativity, at least dito you can come up with whatever scenario.
Be as creative as you want. So, let's thank our topic sender, Elmer's Blue, jumping off of Hazel's tweet.
By the way, speaking of that tweet of mine, it's so funny because a lot of people replied. Because I was like, imagine coming home to a husband like blah, 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 that presidential candidate, right? And they were like, why would you marry him in the first place? And then Maxim the Winter replied to me, hindi ko siya sa gagawing boyfriend eh. And I'm like, touche.
Yeah, makes sense.
Mm-mm.
And the hashtag for today is hashtag imagine coming home. Let's start off with Camilo. Imagine coming home and seeing a sold sign attached to your gate. Parang, hindi ko siya binibenta.
Kung sa'yo. But what if you still live with your parents tapos hindi nila sinabi sa'yo?
Oh, yeah.
Which probably, I mean, happened to a lot of people, right?
Yeah. Hindi, yun okay pa eh. Kasi it's just gulpi de gulat lang. But you know that you probably have a home waiting for you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Lilipat lang kayo. Can you imagine if it is your home?
Oh, man.
And you weren't selling it. And there's a sold sign, you know, pass-killed on your door.
Pass-killed?
Pass-killed on your door.
Pass-killed on your door.
Yeah. What would you do?
I
that
don't
would be
know.
So
but usually it's not pass-killed on the door. Eh. Diba parang ang na-imagine ko yung mga sa states.
Sa states?
Yung, parang it's like yung, naka, ano, sa, nakabaon sa grass.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba?
Salon. The
yes,
front
salon.
Lawn. There's this like, diba parang red pa nga siya?
Yung
white
soul.
Letters. Sold. Number 9 coming from Queen of Deadma. Oh, I can't even. Imagine coming home, nawala yung mga fur babies mo. Kasi naiwan mo palang nakabukas yung pinto.
Oh my God.
No.
Thank God though, because now they're like microchipped, right?
Yeah.
A lot of pets are microchipped. Mm-hmm. Are yours microchipped?
No.
But then you have people in your house all the time anyway, so.
That's why I can't, like we were saying, diba, in the U.S., diba maraming houses, they have like pet doors.
Yeah.
Yung it's your
they
door.
Can go in and out.
And then there's a little square at the bottom with a flap.
Yeah.
That goes in or out.
Mm.
So if you have cats, if you have dogs, they can squeeze in or out of the house as they wish, but it's not big enough for, let's say, a burglar to crawl into. So, merong ganon. I can't imagine that. Kasi nga, parang, I don't know, the level of stress. Kasi pwedeng masagasaan.
Oh my
pwedeng,
God.
Biglang merong, you know, some random wild dog, you know, might makakagatin sila
yeah.
or i-attack sila. I mean, I can't even.
You know what? In California, I'm trying to remember which area. But in California, there's a place na maraming coyotes. Tapos,
yeah. yep.
that's what happens pag nawala yung dog mo, most likely. You know.
Those really crazy ones, have you seen those like CCTV footage? Like mountain lions. Like,
oh my God.
Nasa, like sa harap ng convenience store. Like there's this one video, mountain lion siya. I'm guessing maybe it's that kind of like city like Colorado or something.
Yeah.
Pero it's in the city already. Like a pavement, a sidewalk, and then dumaan siya dun sa and right in front of a convenience store, and you can see the cashier inside.
Yeah.
Na alam mo yun, yung little did he know there was like a mountain lion just right outside of his convenience store.
That is so scary.
It's so scary.
I mean, yeah, you can call animal control, but how fast can they get there, diba?
Yeah.
Even here in Manila. But you can call, I think, not your barangay, but the city hotline or something like that. Because I remember my friend, parang may ahas.
Yeah.
Na nakapasok sa, parang, or nasa bubong nila. Like, they saw it and it was like huge.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah, they had to call the local government for help.
Oh my gosh. Just yun nga eh, like... For example, ahas. Yeah, you can just sit there, lock yourself up in one room until they arrive, right? But if it's like, for example, a mountain lion. He was like going on a... Like, medyo mabilis yung lakad niya. By the time you call animal services...
Wala na siya doon.
Saan nila hanapin? But obviously, you're not going to follow the mountain lion on foot, right?
Yeah.
So, alam mo yun, ang hirap din. Kasi you don't know where... You can just go, he went that away. You know? And then that's it. Diba?
Yeah.
Number eight, coming from Mike Ferrer. Imagine coming home to find your ex making out with your sibling.
Ew! Ew, ew, ew!
Daming layers nun ah. Number one, ex mo na siya. Ba't siya nasa bahay mo? Two, why is your like sister making out with him?
Or brother.
Or brother! Hello? Okay.
But my goodness.
At saka parang hindi mo alam kung kanino ka magagalit.
You would be scarred for life.
Yeah.
And it's going to change your relationship, I think, with your sibling.
Oh, yeah.
For the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Parang it's something that, yes, you may be able to forgive them, but I think it's gonna be hard to just fully trust them again. This is very, four sisters and a wedding. Four sisters and a wedding.
Okay.
Yeah, yung plot kasi parang ex ni Bobby, ni Bea, I think, yung current ni Angel, yung character ni Angel.
Oh!
Si the hunk.
Wow, that really narrows it down.
No, like yung member ng the hunks. Bernard Palanca. Yun, played by Bernard Palanca.
Okay.
So anyway, I think yun yung isa sa mga central plots nung Four Sisters and the Wedding.
Oh.
Kaya parang may conflict sila.
May
kasi
konting...
they used to be like the closest among the siblings. Sila yung besties.
Ang weird naman kasi.
But,
it's almost like getting together with your brother-in-law.
Yeah. Pero sobrang playa kasi ni Guy.
Ayun nga. Hindi naman sila kasal, pero gets.
And
parang,
I mean, he's like, hot. So, alam mo yun.
Okay. Number 7 from Rice Baby. Imagine coming home. Tapos may mga foreign dignitaries sa bahay niyo. Kasi ikaw daw ang nawawalang crown princess ng Genovia.
Kasi may makeover ka
kasi
na.
Kasi may makeover ka. Yung kulot mong buhok magiging straight.
Bakit kasi ganon?
Salamin
ganun?
Mo magiging konta.
Alam mo, ang dami na talagang ano ngayon. Yeah, isang issue din yan eh. Parang bakit pagdating sa mga movies and shows, when it comes to makeovers, why does the lead always go from curly to straight?
Yeah. Di ba nga, nagreklamo pa actually. Apparently, there's like a Curly-Haired Association of America or something.
Okay.
Like, literal, they're an organization. Yun. Like, that was their campaign. And they listed down all the movies na, bakit pag yung From Ugly Duckling to Beautiful Swan, it's always curly to straight.
Yeah.
And as compared to yung mga...
Straight to curly.
Kasi diba dito naman, ano, parang not so much ugly to pretty, more like poor to rich. Pag mahirap pa sila, straight pa yung buhok. Pag biglang yumaman sila, paglabas ng makeover, kulot na. Di ba medyo ba?
Naiset medyo, na yung buhok ni Madam.
Naka-perm na si Madam. Di ba? So like medyo baligtad.
Yeah.
Filipino.
True.
Kumukulot pag yumayaman. Parang
yeah.
Ganun yun.
Uh-oh.
Pero in the US, yeah, that is a thing. Mm. Like apparently, most of the quote-unquote makeover scenes in movies go from curly to straight.
Yeah. Di ba?
What are you trying to say? You know, like...
Yeah, perfect example, yung Princess Diaries.
And number 6 from Nero. Imagine coming home, tapos nandun yung mga big bosses ng ABS-CBN. Mag-o-offer daw sa'yo kung pwede kang isali sa Star Magic. Okay.
How did they even find you?
I know, right? And they did their research. Probably saw you.
Social media?
Oh, maybe social media, maybe... A scout, a talent scout.
Ooh.
Saw you having a milkshake at the diner.
The diner? Excuse me. Where do you live again?
Riverdale. Yeah, at the diner. And then, you know, like, oh, who's this pretty girl?
At the diner. So, may mga naka-rollerblades pa yung nagsiserve.
Of course, yeah. Or maybe they saw you put a dime in the jukebox.
What year is this? Oy, but I miss ko na ha. I miss going to what's that place in Makati that we used to go to all the time? The one in Poblacion. Filling Station.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I used to hang out there a lot.
I remember the classic from before, Malate, Rosie's Diner.
That was one of the classics.
Like, it was one of the most popular diners ever in the history of NCR.
That's like, so cool.
At saka ano talaga siya, dinadayo siya. And I remember, I have heard of it already for the longest time. But I've never been there kasi hindi ako Manila.
Yeah.
So the very few times that I would be in Manila for... Kasi one time we did a research paper.
Okay.
On the red light district.
In Malate.
And we were there. And Rosie's Diner is like practically on the red light district area. So... After that, nag-ano kami for the first time. Tapos we ordered burgers and fries and lots of ketchup and
so
mustard
cool.
And milkshakes. Like classic diner food. And I was like, so this is why, you know, it's popular.
Yeah.
It's really like, that's full on. Merong jukebox. The seats are like that, those big padded chairs.
Oh, you know what?
It's so nice.
I have been to a place in Malate that's like that. But I'm not
that's
sure
probably
if that's
it. That's
the
probably
name.
It.
Yun
na
yun.
I'm sure yun na yun.
Maybe.
Because that's iconic. It's one of the iconic... pero I don't know if it's still open. Baka hindi na siguro.
But have you ever been to Filling Station? That's also pretty iconic. And that's old.
Not. I've been to Graham's.
Why does that
GGC?
Sound familiar?
Graham's Diner.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But isn't that a little new? I mean, compared to like Filling Station.
It's a lot new.
I think it's been there for the longest
ito
time.
Ito kasi, pero like for example, mas modern na. Yung Rosie's kasi, like what you see in like Happy Days, you know?
Yeah.
Yung mukha siya talagang you're transported back to the 50s.
Tapos you know? Yung ano, di ba ang sarap siya umorder ng sundae sa diner.
A sundae!
Because it's like, it looks so legit, like you have the bananas, or like a banana split.
Tapos ganun talaga, like you should order the really iconic dishes that diners are famous for, like burgers or Philly cheesesteak.
Yes.
Or... fries or hot dogs on a bun.
I love diners. I do.
I love diners, especially the milkshake.
Yeah.
Big fan.
And like the old school ones.
Old school
kasi
diners.
Kasi parang iba yung vibe eh. You kind of feel transported back to the past.
Yung medyo sasakit yung leeg mo sa hirap higupin nung milkshake. Kasi ang thick.
Totoo.
Alam mo yun? Masakit na yung panga mo. Hindi mo pa rin naiinom yung milkshake mo. Number 5 from Genshin Impacto. Imagine coming home to see Pennywise waiting for you in the bathroom behind the shower curtain. I hate that, alam mo, I really hate those old bathroom scenes.
Tas yeah, yung may nakatago sa...
And you know that the evil whatever presence is hiding behind the curtain. Super hate. And I hate it when may bathtub ka tapos nakasara yung shower curtain. Open that shiz.
Oh, for me, just, you know, in my condo, lagi naka-open yung shower curtain if I'm not in the shower.
Kasi, like for example, in our condo, sinasara ni Baby Way kasi nga para matuyo. Kasi diba, pag kunyari, if you take a shower.
Okay.
So, if you fold it, minsan, yung folds, natatrap yung moisture, magmamold siya, diba? So, it's better to leave it open para matuyo siya ng mabilis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then, when it's dried, that's when you fold it. Para at least tuyo na siya.
Para I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's why palit ako ng palit ng shower curtain. Yeah. Because it gets dirty.
It gets dirty.
Oh, that's why.
That's why. So, you leave it open lang. Tapos, pag tuyo na after an hour, then...
Ayun, kung baka magulat ako.
Yun lang, yun nga.
May Pennywise.
Kasi alam mo may nakatayo ng gano'n.
You know, even when I'm in the shower, I don't like fully closing the curtain, the
kasi
shower curtain.
Kasi baka naman nasa labas.
Yeah, and I shower with the shower curtain slightly open and the bathroom door completely open and my bedroom window seen a little. Hindi open kasi usually naka-aircon. Yeah. Pero nakaalis yung curtain. Para nakikita ko from the shower yung building across the street.
Hindi, para hindi ka
gives me peace.
Para hindi ka matakot. Hayaan mo si Manong guard na at least mag-stand guard siya dun sa labas habang naliligo.
Try natin.
Yeah, hand me
my towel. I
forgot
my towel.
Oops, I dropped it.
Kainis. But can I just say, alam mo, when you start living alone, you don't forget stuff like that anymore.
Yeah.
But when I used to live at home with my parents, I used to go to the banyo and shower without my towel ready. Yeah. And I would always go, Ma!
Plus, yeah, I mean, it is your condo. You can just run out, right? Or
true.
Walk out.
Yeah.
Prance about, you know.
Which I
do. Not a problem. Number four, coming from 7070, imagine coming home to see your kid running out of the house screaming, "Wag kang papasok, Papa! Galit na galit si Mama!"
Hello. What did you do?
Like, I'm warning you, don't go in there if you know what's good for you.
Napaka-cinematic. Tapos nai-imagine ko yung damit ng papa mo, hinahagis na ng mama mo.
Sa bintana.
Isa-isa from like the balcony.
Dapat from the top.
Ah, oh, from the balcony.
Floor, para, alam mo, it's flying down. Like, white polo shirts flying down.
Mm-mm.
Number three and number two, they're very similar situations. Number three, from Simply Nedge and Milky Bear. Imagine coming home to your usually busy full house, but then it's completely empty. The doors aren't locked and no one is answering your calls or messages.
Oh no, I would be so alarmed.
Like literally walang tao.
Ikaw pwede mong imagine yan kasi ikaw lagi may tao sa inyo eh.
Yeah, I can just imagine. And from Jungkook's girl, imagine coming home, slightly different scenario, with everyone gone, all the cars gone, and all the people look like they left in a rush. Alam mo, like with food on the table, with some appliances still left running, with a simple post-it note on the mirror saying, "Stay home, wait for our call."
Oh my God! The stress!
Heart attack!
The stress levels!
Hindi ko kaya yung mga ganyan. Tsaka sa akin parang, can you at least give me a headline?
Like an idea of what's going on?
We brought someone to the hospital or there's an emergency in your tita ganyan. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Give me a little, so that I don't, my imagination is very fertile.
Like,
it will go to all
me.
The worst possible scenarios in my head.
Yeah.
It will be horrible.
Ugh.
For me to wait for your call.
Exactly.
If you don't tell me what's going on. But you can also imagine na, hello, kung emergency ka, magsusulat ka pa ba ng nobela, syempre, stay home, wait for our call. Yun lang, you have only enough time,
that
right?
Sounds so scary.
Sounds so scary. And the top, imagine coming home, comes from Archer Aguilar.
Archer Aguilar says,
Imagine coming home and there are lit candles with rose petals on the floor leading to a bubble bath. Kikiliging ka na sana eh. Until you realize na single ka nga pala and you live alone.
Yeah, it's the stalker that's been living under your bed.
Sino yun?
Sinetap niya na para na the grand reveal.
Tapos yun pa eh, no? Kung nga eh, paano ko lang grand reveal?
Hey.
Like literally, like by the time you realize, why are there like candles and rose petals in my locked condo and my bathtub? Somebody ran a bath in my tub. And then there's nothing. There's no reveal. There's no like, surprise, I'm here. Like nothing.
Wala. I mean, are you gonna sleep in your condo if that happened to you?
Even after you like clean everything, remove the petals, turn off the candles, drain the bathtub, wala pa rin. No note, no messages, nothing.
Wow. Okay.
It's a mind F.
Exactly.
It's a mind F.
Ibig sabihin somebody has a key.
And they're playing with your head.
And they can go back in anytime.
Yep.
So get the F out of there.
Change the locks.
Run.
What if you change the locks?
Tapos nandun na pala sa My secret, ano, may, alam mo yung secret door pala in your closet.
Oh my gosh,
you
know.
When you push it, merong, yeah.
I forgot to tell you. I had a dream about this. It was a weird dream. Can we do Hazel Misterioso?
Okay. Oh my God.
So it had two parts. So first, I think we were in a resort. Parang mm-hmm. It wasn't my house. Tapos, I was in bed. Tapos there was a window right next to me. And then I saw people running.
Okay.
Like running, like for safety. And then syempre natakot ako na parang, I'm not sure if I knew kung sino yung mga yun. Parang ano nga eh. Maybe it was because I was watching mga Ukraine stuff. Parang it had a feeling of like an invasion.
Okay.
So what I did was, I hid in, di ba usually may cabinet kayo where the clothes are?
Yeah.
Tapos sa taas, meron kang maliliit na cabinet where you put your like mga shoe boxes and all that.
Or like the linens, ganyan.
Doon ako, umakyat pa ako doon to make sure that they don't find me because I'm thinking if they enter
They
will check the closets to see kung may tao. So doon pa ako. Tapos yung, I got like some pillows to put in front of me so that if ever they open it, they will just see pillows.
Yeah.
But there's actually somebody.
There's room pa behind it.
Oh. So, tapos, nag-segue na. It was our house already. Our old house.
Okay.
The house where I grew up in. Not the house that we live in now. My childhood home. And then, I forgot kung sino yung mga kasama ko. May mga kasama daw ako. Tapos parang, ayan na, darating na yung mga nakatira dito.
Ooh.
Yung parang we ang dun sa dream ko, we weren't the owners of the house, but it was the house I grew up in.
Right.
Tapos, when the owners were arriving, we pulled down this thing from the roof na parang ladder.
Okay.
Tapos umakyat kami, nasa attic kami nakatira. While everybody else is living, and they didn't know that there were people living in the house.
So you're basically squatting in your own house.
We were squatting in somebody else's house.
But in
but it's my
but
our
alam
house.
Mo na that was your house. The,
yung
the
setting
house you grew
it's
up in.
So, pero in the dream, that wasn't our house. It was somebody else's house.
Now, what could that mean?
It's about like hiding in like secret places.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like you're scared of something. Like you don't want to deal with it. So
that was what I was
thinking.
That's
like the hiding part. But parang you feel like it's safer not to deal with it.
Oh,
that's why
true.
You're like with the pillows and all that. Parang you're cushioning the blow a little bit.
Eh, yung squatting.
Squatting, ano?
Hindi ko alam. Like, why would we be living in the attic of a...
That's pretty interesting, actually.
Yeah.
Anong may meaning kaya yung attic in a dream?
I don't know
and
eh.
And stuck there.
Tas ganun yung ano nga, you know, like people, like very parasite. Ganun yung vibe. Yung parang there's somebody living there. You don't even know that there's somebody living down there. You didn't even know that there was a there. Diba, like in Parasite, they didn't know there was a basement.
Yeah, you were basically invisible in your dream.
Yeah.
Diba? But, and you were with your family.
I don't know
That's
if I...
That's weird.
Ewan ko kung family, pero I'm not, I, medyo fuzzy na eh. Possibly family. Pero definitely, medyo mga at least 3 or 4 kami. Tapos umakit kami sa attic to hide. Kasi nga, umuwi na yung may-ari ng house.
Oh my, baka nanood ka ng Flowers in the Attic.
I know, right?
It sounds very V.C. Andrews.
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Yeah, very gano, very that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But so weird. Yeah.
Let's look for it. Let's look it up.
So there you go, the top 10. Imagine coming home. Yeah, send us all of those wonderful stories. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Imagine Coming Home in all your tweets.
Summer's hottest, Monster RX93.1. A yummy, yummy love from Momoland. Something from the Monster K-pop playlist. Right before that one, you heard a track by Dua Lipa and Megan Thee Stallion. Sweetest Thing, I love that track. It gives me a closer energy by Sweetie and Her, which I also love. We'll play that in a bit. 7:58 right now. Let's say good morning to John Snow White Wolf. I know, right? Legal Millennial, good morning to Antoinette Yu. What's up to Dale? Also saying good morning to Candy. Good morning, Archer Aguilar, Kuya Anthony, Mama Juvie, and Happy Till. Jungkook's girl is also locked in, of course, requesting for some BTS. I'll try to play that in a bit for you. Good morning to Thon. Thanks for tuning in. And Jade, what's up? We're also going to check out the Monster text line, 0961-1367-931. So feel free to hit us up. We're on Telegram. We're on Viber as well. Good morning, Angelo. Angelo Sunshine from Taiwan.
Yay.
Locked in. Good morning, Height of Hubris. Also saying hi to Emil Gidoro. And, Emil's listening to us from Pakil, Laguna.
Oh.
And every time I drive to and from home, Fairview to Laguna every weekend as well. So he's always tuned in.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Hello to Renz. Good morning, Miggy Hidalgo. What's up to Rustan? Also saying hi to Claire. And what's up to Tony? Tony, thank you for tuning in. Good morning to Daryl Gaba. And yes, this number accepts requests. So go ahead. Just let us know what you want to hear. I'll try to play it for you. And Yasmin also says, good morning. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. So many messages on Telegram and Viber. So keep texting 0961-1367-931 or tweet at RX931. You can also tweet us directly at Hazel Hottie for me and at Chico Garcia for Chico. Anyway, we'll do the Hollywood weekend box office in a few minutes, so watch out for that. We forgot to do it yesterday. We're doing it today. Don't you worry. We got you.
Freaky, geeky, cheeky.
Monster RX93.1. Let's usher in hour number 3 with the Hollywood weekend box office.
Yes.
Checking out the weekend of March 18 to 20, 2022 in the U.S. Still at number 1, The Batman. Did we have doubts? Of course not.
I know.
With 36.7 million over the weekend, its total in the U.S. is now up to $300 million. Over $300 million.
Amazing.
Number 2, a new movie. Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh.
Oh, or zero.
Really?
The movie.
The movie.
It's number 2, yes.
Oh, I am so shocked.
14.8 million in its opening weekend.
Wow.
And at number 3 is still Uncharted, which has been there for a while. Last week's number 2, 7.8 million more to add to its total of $125.7 million. Another new movie at number 4, and this I am so excited to watch, X.
Oh, like
are you familiar?
No.
No.
Like X.
Like X. It's like, it's a movie, it's a horror movie that's like porn themed.
What?
Yes, it's Jenna Ortega from movie on HBO, The Fallout.
Yeah, The Fallout.
She was also in Scream, the new Scream. So let me tell you about X in case you haven't heard of X yet. It's a slasher movie. here's basically what it's about. A group of actors sets out to make an adult film in rural Texas under the noses of their reclusive hosts. But when the elderly couple catches their young guests in the act, the cast finds themselves in a desperate fight for their lives.
Oh!
I want to watch this! It has all the ingredients, like, for a horror movie or a movie that I would love to watch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I'm into it. I want to watch it. I have been waiting for this movie.
Kasi ako, I can deal with slasher flicks.
Mm.
Not so much horror, like supernatural horror, like
I know, this
demonic thing.
No. Yeah, this is a slasher one.
But slasher films, I can handle that.
And it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
This one, because, you know, it's like a porn shoot.
Yeah.
And
not knowing that they're shooting in the house of, like, you know, possible killers.
It's kind of different. So I would watch this one for sure. There's another porn-y movie that I'm looking forward to. It's called Pleasure.
Okay.
I think it was released late 2021 in France. But I don't think it's been released in the U.S. yet or worldwide. So that's also about someone dreaming of becoming a film star, blah, blah, blah. An adult film star. So,
wow, but, two movies about the industry in 1 week.
My favorite industry. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
No, but yes. But no. This isn't showing yet.
Oh, okay.
So this is just another movie I'm looking forward to. I don't know when they're going to release it.
It's French? Like, it's in French and all that?
Possibly, because it was first released in France. So, yeah, number four is X. Again, that Jenna Ortega movie. And wrapping up, the top five is Dog.
Oh, of course.
It's still there. So, yeah. There you go. With 3.9 million more. Wow. Over the weekend.
I'm just so impressed with Batman. Like, this is the third week.
Yeah.
And it's still 36. For most movies, that's like a great opening weekend already.
That's a lot, right?
For them, it's just, it's our third week. And I'm so surprised that Jujutsu Kaisen is actually number two.
Is that how you say it? Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, wow. Like an anime. Like a Japanese, like, samurai.
Right?
Well, not samurai. Like a ninja, you know, kind of movie.
Parang pag nanood ka nun, you're gonna go, my people.
Yeah.
Pag nanood naman ako nung ex, my people. Because I love slasher flicks, so.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, there you go. That's the Hollywood weekend box office for you guys here on The Morning Rush.
Summer's hottest.
It's hot. It's sunny. Everyone's in a good mood. That's the weather I love.
Always hot.
The monster.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Ay, chico!
Oh.
Andito ka pa pala.
Ay, nako. Kurot sa singe. Gusto mo. Ay. Okay, here we go. Let's
do it. I don't know what's with today.
I feel like
something is going on. Is Mercury in retrograde? I don't know.
Maybe.
My gosh.
Let's blame it on Mercury. Right?
<Yeah.
sighs> Thank you to Elmer's Blue for the topic. Imagine coming home. Let's start off at number 10 from Spicy Milk. Imagine coming home. Tapos may big bag sa tapat ng pinto mo with a note saying, thank you for helping me through my hardest times. Pagbukas mo, punong-puno ng dollar bills.
Oh my God!
Gosh.
If you were to find that package in your home, sino yung first person that you would think of na nag-iwan nun? Meron ba?
Well, kung hindi kasi specific. Like, I didn't do anything. Like I helped somebody cross the street or rescued somebody from a car crash or something. Like, something major like that. I would just assume it's just somebody, like, maybe who enjoys the show, or, you know what I mean?
Because
it has to be very specific for somebody to give you that kind of amount.
Yeah.
You must have done something incredible. So if there's nothing that I remember that really stands out, it must be an everyday kind of thing.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Like, kunyari, a rusher wins the lottery. Yung tipong mga 500 million pesos yung jackpot. Tapos yeah, parang maisipan niya, you know what? They make me happy. They make me smile. Yeah. They make me laugh. Let me just give them 5 million each.
Oh my God.
Like, oh my God, oh my we will love you forever. We will do a show in your house. Alam mo, we'll do it live. Anytime.
The closest I ever got to that, like, I will never forget this. It was like amazing. Like, a listener was like, oh, you know, what are your, at the peak of my, like, statue collecting.
Mm.
And I was like, what are your, like, missing pieces pa? Sabi ko, oh, my, like, ultra mega wish list. Tapos I mentioned maybe mga 3 statues.
Mm.
Tapos what I didn't know was, he was also a collector.
Oh.
Tapos biglang one day, it wasn't my birthday, it wasn't, like, it was a regular day.
No occasion.
Nag-drop by siya, tapos parang, like, I really enjoy your show here. Hope you accept my little gift. It was one of my, like, grails. Holy grails.
Little?
Apparently.
I bet it wasn't so little.
Apparently, it was part. Siguro kaya tinanong kasi he had a very, like, impressive collection, right? And he had it. And he gave it
and
to me.
And he just gave it to you?
He just gave it to me just like that. And I'm like, tapos ayaw maniwala ni Baby Will na regalo. Like, hello, may magre-regalo ba sa'yo ng ganyang kamahal na?
Oh my God.
Like, just like that. I couldn't believe somebody actually, like, gave me a gift like that.
That is amazing.
That was amazing. Like,
I mean,
and again, not even because it was Christmas or my birthday or anything. Awala lang thank
random?
You. Random? Random gift.
Oh, those are the best.
That was amazing.
That, yeah, those, like, are the best
I will
gifts.
Never forget that story.
Ugh.
Number 9, coming from Wildfire. Imagine coming home, tapos may candle lights. Parang naka-pathway siya na naghihintay sa'yo papasok ng bahay.
Okay.
Tapos pagpasok mo, nandun ang misis mo. Tapos she held you close at binulungan ka ng, hindi mo na naman binayaran ng kuryente. Hayop ka.
Wala palang ilaw.
Wala palang kuryente.
Oh my God.
Kaya kayo naka-candlelight.
But do they just, alam mo yon, cut off your power?
Yeah.
Instantly?
Well,
I mean, what's the...
They give you a notice.
Is there, like, a grace period?
They give you a notice. They will give you a date. Like, for example, sa condo, if you didn't pay, parang they will tell you na... Kasi, like, one time, I don't know, kasi the pandemic made it, like, easier. I don't know if they brought it back. Pero before, pag delayed ka, hindi mo na siya pwede bayaran sa mga bayad center. You have to go to a main Meralco
office.
You can't even go to just a regular Meralco, ano, parang dun sa area, regional area mo na or something.
Oh, okay.
Like in our case, you have to go na to Camias or something. Basta ganun yung nandun na sa malayo,
okay.
Medyo malayo na siya. So I forgot to pay on time. So I had to pay dun sa malayo. Tapos, apparently, basta parang gano'n na one thing led to another, hindi nila alam na nabayaran ko na.
Mm.
So, the Meralco guy actually went to the condo already. And they were like, yeah, we're cutting, FYI,
no!
We're cutting. And I was like, no, I paid. I don't know if you have, like, a way to check, a number to call, but you can confirm that I just paid today. Kasi that day rin eh.
But then you have like a slip or something like,
no,
with a reference
did.
Number?
Kaya ko siya binayaran.
Okay.
Kasi nga sinabi, para if you don't pay, meron nang pupunta from Meralco
to
cut your electricity. Kasi it's not the condo who cuts it eh.
Uh-uh.
Even though technically they could, they wait for the Meralco people to cut the whatever. So yun, like, you know, they had to call and then they confirm naman na, so they're like, okay, we won't cut it na.
Oh, but that's so scary.
Pero matali naman sila kausapin. Like, it's like, I don't know lang about the house. Kasi, like, in a condo, it's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if it's the same with, like, a house.
Yeah. Ako kasi naka-auto-deduct na siya. Naka-auto-charge na siya. So, I don't forget. Kasi it's the kind of thing that, you know,
minsan
talaga you forget.
Ako kasi I forget all the
me
time.
Me, for my electricity and my water bill. Naka-auto. And it's, ano eh, it's not from Meralco, it's sa condo.
Yeah, yung may alcohol, yung water kasi madali. It's happened to me also once. Na pag ano ko, ba't walang tubig? Alam mo yung maghuhugas na ako ng dishes ng dogs.
Yeah.
Walang tubig. And they're like, ay sir, kasi ano, hindi pa bayad yung
so
water.
So they turned it off.
Like literally, they'll just go up with a pair of pliers and like turn it back on in front of your unit.
So it's pretty fast.
It's very, like, instant. Like literally, it's like a faucet. We'll just turn it on if you pay.
Oh, that's good.
And we'll turn it off if you don't pay. Ganon.
But now it's easier, I think, because you can do it online.
Yeah.
I suppose you can just... Even if you're late, diba, feeling ko it's easier to, I don't know, to make habol your payment.
Yeah.
Kasi parang...
Actually, kakatawa ngayon sa water eh. Kasi it's like literally outside of my door. Like, I can just turn it on and off.
Like, you can do it yourself.
I can do it myself if I wanted to. But of course. But it's
in
just
the condo?
In the condo.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, so kunyari, no, you didn't pay and they closed it. Mm. If I needed to flush the toilet, but I still couldn't pay... I could just go out, turn it on, flush the toilet, turn it back off.
Oh, I didn't notice it.
Like literally, it's a little, what do you call it? It's not a faucet. It's a that round thing.
It's a
that
knob?
You, like a, heck knows what that thing is called. But it's a thing that you can just turn on and off.
Okay.
For water, that round knob.
Lucky you.
Yeah, ganun lang sabi.
At least sobrang dali.
Kasi individual eh.
Oh.
And number 8 from Archa Aguilar. Imagine coming home. Everything is pristine, untouched. Nothing was stolen. But in your room, you find a kiss mark on your framed photo.
Ano ba? Ang galawang horror movie to eh.
Diba?
Yeah. And... parang you have to be someone that pays attention to details to be yeah. able to catch something as yes. small as that.
Like, alam mo yung hindi nga yung tipong biglang merong roses and like bathtub.
No.
It's so subtle.
It might take you
days.
Weeks.
Yeah. Weeks even. Totoo. Like, until you go to that actual frame
yeah.
and then you realize there's a kiss mark and you're like, that wasn't there before. Are you may gagalawin na sobrang minor? Pero
you're like, huh, how did that get here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I put it here.
Weird.
Tapos bilang a couple of days after, meron na naman. Like, sure ka na ilinagay mo in a certain place, tapos nalipat.
Pero pag ganun, hindi ba automatically people assume it's like a ghost or something?
Oh, medyo.
Yung parang pinaglalaruan ka.
Well, is that really better?
No.
No, like remember the original Annabelle doll? I mean the inspiration for the movie Annabelle.
Yeah.
Diba yung Annabelle, it's like it looks like a porcelain doll.
Yes.
The original one is like a Raggedy on doll. Ano ba nangyayari today? Ano yung Raggedy on doll?
Ayoko na. You know, pagkasabi mo, kakasip ko lang nung ice tea ko. Buti hindi ko napukasakot. I literally had to spit it out. It's a good thing. I have like a baon today. So, may na...
No, Raggedy on down.
Ayoko na. Kuya Albert, ikaw na mag-board. Anong nangyayari sa amin?
Uwi na kami.
Ayoko Uwi na. Ang sakit ng John ko today.
Alam mo, I'm so tired.
Alam mo yung tawan-tawa pero naiiyak ka na. Yes, you're like, what's going on? Alam mo kung ano to. May nagpaparamdam. Kasi mami, magkikita kami ni Rika. Eh. I believe this is like... this is her presence warming me up for our little lunch date.
Hindi, yung sinasabi ko na Raggedy and doll.
Raggedy on.
Raggedy on down. Hindi, tapos, di ba nahanap niya yun? Or binili niya, or something, or somebody left it, or whatever. So, nilalagay niya sa bed. Kasi nga, it's a doll, right? So, you put it in bed. So, she'll go to work. Pag-uwi niya, mag-isa siya sa house, ha? Pag-uwi niya, nasa sala na.
So, gumagalaw si, ano?
It's on the sofa.
Si Annabelle.
Tapos, then I leave this on the bed. So, the next day, she will make sure na it's on the bed. Mm. And then go to work. Pag-uwi niya, nasa sofa. So, like...
yung parang, she's testing you.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's the one that... diba, like, if you go to this museum in the US, nasa glass case na siya.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, talagang parang, you know, and ang dami pang mga kababalaghan na nangyayari yung doll na yun.
I would be so scared if the glass breaks. Kasi parang in movies, diba ganun, yung parang wag na wag mong ilalabas because may parang, anong tawag mo doon? Parang ceiling curse pa silang ginawa before nila iniwan yan. Yeah, kasi parang hindi makalabas.
Parang hindi makalabas.
Diba?
You bind it.
Oh, yun. Parang you bind it. Imagine mo, biglang, Annabelle is free. Throw her around.
Nabasag yung glass.
Oh,
tapos pagpunta nila dun sa display case, wala na siya.
Nasa ano na? Nasa condo mo na. Ang scary. Pero ang scary nung Annabella.
Mm-mm.
Actually,
feeling ko, they didn't have to change it to that. Kasi yun, very outwardly scary doll. Pag nakita mo kasi yung original, like literally Raggedy Ann. Kung ganun. But, and for me, it's infinitely creepier.
For you?
Kasi it doesn't look scary. It's like a children's doll. Kasi isa parang like, nananakot. Kasi like malaki yung mata.
Like you would not even think
parang
of like getting that.
Masyadong obvious na. So for me, it's actually even scarier when it's a seemingly innocent looking thing.
Alam mo, there's a TikTok account na collector siya ng haunted dolls.
Like specifically
and
haunted.
Yes, so Annabelle looking dolls. And she basically talks about each doll when she posts on TikTok. And she tells you like the story of each doll. And like why that doll is not, alam mo yan, is not...
Why would you do that?
At peace or whatever.
Why would you collect...
I don't know. It's her thing. It's her thing. But it's an actual TikTok account. Yeah, I've seen it a number of times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number 7, coming from Camilo. Imagine coming home to find your bienan with lots of luggage and asking, so, saan ang kwarto ko?
Yung iba siguro, hindi siya masyadong issue.
Yeah.
Lalo na siguro kung you're used to their presence, like you're around them all the time anyway. Or especially kung nakitira din kayo dun sa biyanan mo.
Yeah.
Before you got your own place.
Ang sa akin kasi, like, obviously, if it's that major, it's probably something that everybody talked about over and over again. Pag yung medyo na-catch ka off guard, it means you had no idea that this was happening.
Yeah.
So either kayong mag-asawa, you didn't know that your mother-in-law is living with you, or alam ng wife mo pero hindi sinabi sa'yo.
What if ganun?
Hey,
what if your
yun?
Partner knew all along tapos gusto niya surprise na lang kasi alam niyang magno-know kapag tinanong ka.
Ay, problema yun. Problema yun.
You're gonna have to have a serious conversation.
Yup.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6 from Simply Nedge. Imagine coming home, naabutan mo yung stalker mo, pinagluluto ka ng dinner. At saka alam mo yung wala man lang, nothing insidious, like no. Hey,
I'm
cooking you dinner.
I would act totally cool.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna freak out. Although it is scary because my kitchen is the first thing you see when you enter the door.
Yeah.
So...
Ako, I would not freak out to make sure that kung dangerous siya.
So he doesn't
hindi
freak out.
Hindi siya magkakaroon ng idea to do something.
Yeah,
like,
that's why.
Like, detain me or hurt me.
Exactly. That's why I'm not gonna freak out. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna act all calm and like, oh, hey, how are you? Oh, are you cooking me dinner? Like, sasakyan ko na lang.
Siya?
Hindi. Yung tip niya. Hindi. What? ko siya solo. Yung trip niya. Naipagluto ako at mag-dinner kami.
Okay.
Yun
okay.
lang. Yun lang sasakyan ko. Okay? Okay? Para malinaw.
Malinaw, malinaw. Mm-hmm.
Pero now that, you know, you said that, siguro pag open ko ng door tas nagluluto siya, takbo na ako pabalik ng elevator.
Actually, no, kung nasa door ka pa,
yeah, you can still run.
I would
make a run for it.
Run.
Yeah, that's what I would do. Alam mo ba, may nabasa ako na, I don't know if I read it or if I saw it on TikTok or something, pero parang there's a story of this girl na parang she got in an elevator, tapos pumasok yung isa pang, I don't know, neighbor or whatever. Tapos parang she flirted with the neighbor even, like made small talk, and then the guy asked her, oh, so you're going to the 14th floor. Yeah, and then the guy's like, okay, I'm on the 13th. So, pinadress nila yung 13, 14. Tapos na nag-open yung door sa 13th floor na elevator. The guy walks out of the elevator, looks back, and then tells her, see you on the 14th floor. Tapos nakita niya may knife. Tapos humara na yung elevator door. Eh, syempre, tapos nag-run na to the stairs yung guy with a knife. So, obviously, when the elevator door opens next floor, the guy will be there. Diba? So, it's like a little game. So, parang anyway, yung ano doon, parang tinatanong lang yung mga nakabasa or nakapanood. Like, what would you do if you were in that situation? And then, obviously, a lot of people were like, I'm gonna hit the emergency button.
Yeah.
For it to stop. Kasi parang in the story, yung ginawa ng girl, nagpa-press na siya na kung ano nung buttons. But, you know, that's not gonna help because the next floor is obviously
your
the 14th.
Floor, yeah.
And that's where the bad guy will be waiting. So in my head, nung sumakay ng elevator sa condo, it's like, okay, let me just see kung nasa yung emergency button. Wala!
Kami din yata. Wala.
Ang meron lang yung parang alarm.
Yeah.
And like a phone. Yun lang yung parang, aside from the number, the floor numbers. Yun lang, parang two other buttons. The call button and the bell button, which I think is the alarm. Pero walang emergency stop.
Kami din. It's just the, ano, to talk to the guards downstairs.
Yun, ganun din sa amin. Wala ka nang kawala.
Ano ba yan?
I know, right? So unsettling.
Number 5 from Genshin Impact. Imagine coming home, tapos ayaw ka nang papasukin kasi none of your family members know who you are. As in, they've never seen you in their lives.
Like your whole life was a lie.
Like, you don't exist. And like, who are you? Why are you here? Call the police.
Oh my gosh.
Tsaka legit. Hindi siya ano, like nakikita mo pure fear in their eyes. Now, who's this lunatic? Why is he saying that he's like part of this family? Please somebody call the mental hospital because like he's out of his mind.
What would you do?
I don't know.
Where would you even go, right? Because
right?
That's like, that's your home.
Hindi kasi sa akin, parang okay, kaya ko yung where would you go. Pero
may condo ka naman eh, so
pero
ka
alam
doon.
Mo yung like, yung
what
tatawag
happened?
Pa sila ng police or ng mental institute to have me detained. I'm like, how do I prove to you I'm not crazy? If everyone's saying that, oh my gosh, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have
oh
no
my
idea.
Gosh.
And number 4 from John Snow White Wolf. Imagine coming home to a French maid with short skirt and puppies bursting out like nobody's business. Then she says, 1:50 lang po, sir. 2 hours na. Ang palinis.
Naka-costume, ha? Ba? Naka-linis.
Oo, so yan.
In full effect.
Yeah, in like Japan and I think the US and Europe, they have that. Like in costume. No hanky-panky. Like literally, they'll just clean your house.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be fun to watch.
That would be fun to watch.
Right? Like, even video ko yun.
And lalo
sure.
na kung legit, yung sobrang ganda nung
linis
cosplay.
Nila. Ah, nung cosplay.
Di ba? Like, it would be like, oh my gosh. Like, can you imagine? Like, lalo na pag kunyari, character talaga.
Yeah.
Like, Marie Antoinette.
Oh my God.
Di ba? Imagine Marie Antoinette, like, cleaning your house.
I'm sure.
Making your bed. That'd be so cute.
I'm sure that exists somewhere.
Yeah, I'm sure. Number 3 from Custer Winston. Imagine coming home with all of your things messed up. And then when you check the kitchen, you see a very hungry stray mama dog eating leftovers from your garbage bin, and her puppies playing around with some of your things.
Adopted! For sure, kung kay Chico nagpunta yun.
The story of our lives.
You have a new daddy. You have a new daddy. You all have a new daddy.
Diyos ko, ngayon yung, pa-upgrade na lang pa-upgrade yung ano nila. Ngayon, like when we buy, because we buy like giniling for the dogs. Tapos binibigyan namin ng konti yung cats. Alam, meron na kami ngayon. We buy giniling for the dogs and chicken breast for the cats.
God, they have their own.
That we boil every day.
Their own food.
Their own food.
Hala.
That we kind of like mince pa para talagang, para, you know, mga finely chopped chicken breast.
Can you just adopt me? I can meow.
I know. Pero ano, doon ka rin sa litter magpo-poop and pee, ha?
Ikaw naman maglilinis.
Kami din na magsuscoop. Oo nga, taka lang.
Okay, rethink that.
Sa banyo ka na lang. Number two from Angelo Sunshine. Imagine coming home to a surprise party with all your family and friends. Kasi lumabas na ang results ng licensure exams. Pero hindi ka pumasok.
Oh, man.
That is...
And you're gonna have to be the one to break it to them?
You will have to break it to them that you didn't make it.
Oh, my gosh.
And with, like, big banners and, like, tarpaulins. And,
oh, my God!
And alam mo, with surprise! With confetti and balloons. And they're like, I didn't pass.
Surprise! I would also yell.
Right? Surprise! Bagsak!
Diba? Parang, I'll do you one better. Surprise!
Kaya for me, kunyari, that's really what happened. Wala ka nang magagaw. Mm. I'd be just like, you know what? Let's just party.
Oh, me too.
And
totally.
I'd, you know, thanks. Because, you know, this will get my mind off of the fact that I didn't pass the exam. Let's have fun! Woo-woo!
I feel
Kano
like...
na lang.
Yeah, and it's also, actually, it might be good for you rather than, syempre, ang tendency mag-wallow ka in sadness pag di ka pumasa sa ganyan. So, rather than be by yourself, you might as well, have a ball with your family and friends.
Diba?
It kind of reminds me of Love is Blind. So, yung ending kasi ng Love is Blind, the reality show, is my wedding. Tapos, parang dun magkakaalaman whether you will both say, I do, after the whole process. And at this point, ano na, experience na mag-live together for a little bit, ganyan.
Okay.
So, there's this guy, he's all over the news, he's shake. Si Deep T yung, ano niya, bride-to-be. Tapos, nung nasa, ano na sila, so si Shake, ang dami niyang sinabi, like, before the wedding day, na parang, you know, I'm just not, like, physically attracted, you know, but I want to give this a shot, like, at this, he would say, but I feel like I'm, you know, I feel like I'm with my aunt, you know? Like,
oh my God!
Promise! Sobrang, like, ang lala nung mga comments niya about the girl, like, physically.
Okay.
Tapos, the girl then ends up saying, I don't. Unang tinanong si girl eh. So, siya yung nag-I don't. Kasi sabi niya, you know what? I'm gonna choose myself. I can't be with someone that's unsure.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, not 100%. Ready to commit or like not 100% into me.
Yeah.
So you know what? I don't. And then she left, right? And the guy faces like the whole family and goes, "Hey, this is a celebration of love. We're gonna party!" Like, as in, parang ano na lang siya, parang a party na lang tayo. And then dun sa interview niya, he goes, "You know what? I'm glad she said no, because at least you know." I didn't have to be the one to make that decision, blah, blah, blah. So, parang wala. Party part.
Oo. Eh, kasi ano pang gagawin mo?
But I mean, come on.
Yeah,
show a little respect naman.
Know, right?
And he was claiming na parang best friend sila ni girl. Like, you know, I want her to be in my life forever. She's one of a kind. She's amazing. Like, all good things naman yung sinasabi niya about the girl's personality. It's just that he keeps talking about her looks
physically.
And how he's not into her that way. Which is, of course, horrible. So, at the end of the show, they're not even friends anymore. Because a girl...
I can understand.
Obviously watched the show and found out all the stuff that he said about her. So, she's like, you know what? Bye. I'm not even going to be a friend of yours. You're horrible.
And the top, imagine coming home, comes from the Super Malas guy.
The Super Malas guy says,
imagine coming home to see your visibly older wife and now adult children saying, where have you been the past 20 years? Na-manifest ka.
Oh my God.
Alam mo yung pumasok ka lang sa work,
pag-uwi mo,
parang 20 years ka na palang nawawala.
Oh man.
But nothing weird happened to you? You literally went to work, you got in your car, you drove home, and pag-uwi mo, everyone like aged 20 years already.
Oh, diba ano, you continued manifest.
Yeah.
So, do you have an idea what happened?
Well,
meron na bang clue kung anong
ganang? Konti parang yung nadagdag ko na episodes. Natigil din.
Ah, okay.
Kasi diba, I keep adding new ones.
Yeah.
So like now I'm into Bridgerton. So I get into like mga 5 episodes and then something new will come along.
So you pause.
Dami kong napuputol.
But I wonder at which point they actually reveal the cause.
Well, probably like, not yet because there's
pang finale pa ba yun? Ganon.
Feeling ko i-reveal nila pag... Diba like... A lot of the... Remember like so many shows are ending on their 4th season?
Yeah.
So I have a feeling it's going to be like that.
Feeling ko may reveal only for you to later on find out na there's another reveal.
There's another reveal.
Uh-oh. Yung parang feeling mo ito yung nangyari and then may twist pa in the end.
Like, how can this be the reveal if we're just halfway through?
Yeah.
Diba? And you're like, this is a fake reveal.
Mm-mm.
Or yung iba, they do an actual reveal, pero the story doesn't end there.
Right.
Diba? Kasi even if you find out what really happened on the plane,
ay, dami pang
repercussions that you don't need the mystery anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So there you go. We have 2 more batches of the top 10 Imagine Coming Home, but we will be doing them on Facebook Live.
See you guys there. Also Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Monster RX 93.1 slowing things down with music from Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift, The Joker and the Queen. Today on The Morning Rush, you got 2 Jokers, no Queen. Tico and Hazel. Yeah, we Jokers today. Anyway, before that, we played a track by BTS, Life Goes On, requested by Jungkook's girl over Twitter at RX931. We want to say good morning to Tony, who also messaged us. Sabi niya, good morning to all. Dito lang kami. Basta dito rin kayo. Exactly.
Of course.
Hello to Choi. Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Choi. And hi to your nephew, Rocco. It's his 10th birthday. Happy birthday, Rocco. Also saying happy anniversary to Rian and Sharon. Thank you, TMR. Stay safe. Aw, thank you. Hello to Mark Irvin, all the way from Cavite, who says, please greet my office mates from TRETG. Good morning. Non-working holiday here in Cavite.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Wonder why. Hello to Daryl Gaba as well. According to Daryl, wow, okay, his family has been a rusher, or, well, they've all been rushers since way, way back.
Wow, thank you.
So thank you so much. We appreciate it. And green-minded Alvini wants to say hello to all the medical frontliners at Philippine Heart Center. Thank you so much for tuning in.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today, and we are live on Facebook.
Facebook.com/RX931. See you guys there. Also, Twitch TV and YouTube Live. Good morning to all the monsters watching us right now.
Hello. So, let's jump into it. The top 10, courtesy of Elmer's Blue. Imagine coming home. Let's start off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. Imagine coming home to see your nephews playing with your prized collectibles, statues, action figures, etc.
Oh, no.
No.
That's there has to be a key, right?
Yeah.
So they don't find it.
You know another thing that kind of like really scares me? Even if you do have a key and it's locked, I'm so scared of like them climbing up the... You know, the shelves.
Yeah, just to get to the toy.
Especially if they're still a bit small. They can like climb up and think like it's a, obstacle course.
Oh, man.
No!
And the thing with collectibles is, parang because they're hard to reach, the more you want to play with them as a kid.
It's like a holy grail. You're like, look at it. It's so beautiful. I want to get it.
And because they know, it's yours.
So, alam mo,
lalo
ano,
nilang gusto.
Alam mo yung ano ka pa, yung like with their like peanut butter smeared hands.
And then they'll touch your
like statues and all that.
Goodbye, value. Wala na.
No. And also, number 9 from Genshin Impacto. Imagine coming home, tapos may nagpa-perform ng seance sa sala.
Why?
And you're like, why are you here?
What yung, the hell?
Alam mo yung naka-blackout curtains, everything is dark, may candles lang, nagsa-seance. Like in the middle of your like living room.
It's very Hereditary vibes.
Yeah.
It's so, giving me Toni Collette.
Maybe not. Let's leave that. Number 8, coming from Angelo Sunshine. Imagine coming home, seeing your house help posing in your clothes as if they own the house. This happened to my mom. Marami akong kilalang ganito.
Holy like, fizz. It's like Maddie Perez and Euphoria. Diba when she babysits?
Yeah.
She actually tries on the clothes of the glamorous mother
and
the child.
And like it's pretending that it's your house. Yeah. So you go to the sala and you're like, oh, just love, you know, after a long day, just love lounging around in my living room.
But
tapos sa bedroom, tapos sa swimming pool, or whatever it is that.
It's like with picture.
Kasi gets ko yung ano, gets ko yung kunyari, it's common knowledge that, you know, your household help. And that is the house of your employer.
Boss, yeah.
Diba? And that's fine. Of course you can take a picture. Hello, saka pa magpi-picture. Obviously, where kumbaga parang it's like taking a selfie in your office, diba? If you're an office worker. You just happen to work in another person's house. That's fine. Mahirap talaga cuz I literally know of like ang worse. Alam mo yung even their kids. Kasi yaya siya eh. So, alam mo yung magpipicture siya with the kids na kunyari mga anak niya. Seriously.
That's a little creepy.
Seriously.
I mean,
it's harmless. It's not like, you know, she was like, ano lang talaga, for clout lang. Alam mo yung, look, ang ganda-ganda ng buhay ko dito. I have like a house. I have my kids with me. It's really just a social media clout.
Hello.
But still.
But that's scary. Kasi how do you know it's just for clout versus ano na pala, obsession na pala yon. Kasi di ba ganyan yung mga
yun din naman. Yeah.
Very,
yeah.
Ano yan, lifetime movie naman yung peg. But as far as yung naghihiram ng damit na or like personal items, you know what, merong experience yung kabarkada ko na ganyan. When we were in college, kasi parang medyo bago yung help that they had at home. And bata pa rin siya. Medyo parang almost the same age as us, I guess, at the time.
Okay.
Tapos, parang she became a little suspicious because she noticed like her stuff, like her makeup, mga ganun. Parang nababawasan. And like her concealer, she noticed that it got a little dirty. Kasi ang uso pa nun, like was a pot concealer na cream. So you can see yung parang finger marks,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And she's, kasi my friend, she's very maarte, malinis. So she doesn't like poke her finger there na madungis, right. Diba? So it's always clean. She keeps it clean. And then she's like, wait a minute. Why does this look dirty?
Yeah.
This didn't look like this when I used it last. Tapos, there was one time. So alam na niya na yun nga ginagamit. There was one time. Okay, this is like the worst. She left the house. She realized she was smelling something bad. She was like, what is that weird smell? So as soon as she got back home, she realized it was her bra. And it smelled like pawis. And it was like, ew! Sobrang diri. My God, she was enraged. Imagine mo, ginamit yung bra niya. Tapos I guess pinagpawisan in her bra, which she thought was, you know, clean and freshly laundered. So she wore it. Apparently, sinuot. Ginamit yung bra niya. Grabe. Like, she was, I remember, we were also upset for her as well. Kasi parang, what the hell? Wow.
At least ako, nung ginamit ko yun sa'yo, nilaban ko naman after.
Nung ginamit mo face mask. Pero buong face yung covered.
FYI, ito po, isa pong cup ni, ni Hazel to.
Parang maliit pa nga.
Parang maliit pa nga. But that's so scary.
Yeah.
I mean, not for anything, but like, eh, kahit sino pa yan, if somebody uses your articles of clothing without your knowledge to it, that is just like no.
And then, tsaka yun nga, ang point nga ng friend ko, you know, if you needed something, you could have asked.
Yeah.
Like, we could have bought one for you, or I could have given you some of my stuff.
Yeah.
But don't just get something, especially, you know, my underwear. Don't just get it and use it and return it.
And return it.
Yun
eh. I mean, like, bad enough if nilaban niya. But at least
nilaban
niya.
Ito hindi.
Oh my
gosh. Nilaban.
I cannot.
I can't.
Okay, and number 7 from Camilo. Imagine coming home to your dad, your kuya, and the driver doing the dance routines of Destiny's Child while wearing your mom's heels and clothes.
Dun, 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 dun. Question. Shoes on my feet. Tapos nakakanta yung...
Tapos like, alam mo yung ano, na apparently they've been doing this regularly.
May choreo!
Alam mo, nag-rehearse na. Alam mo...
I cannot. Oh yes. My God.
Tapos may roles na sila, ha, na parang... Kelly, Michelle, Beyonce.
Oh, man. I mean... I would laugh. I would just laugh it off. And I'd be like, what the hell is going on?
What is going on?
Is this like a Christmas surprise performance or something?
Yung ganung level. So like, oh.
Diba? Parang anong nangyayari?
At may ano, kakunchaba talaga. And number 6 from Jimin's Girl. Imagine coming home, getting in bed with your wife. You tell her a joke. She laughs. And a guy under the bed starts laughing too.
Alam mo talaga yung under the bed na yan.
Mm.
Never ako mabibiktima ng under the bed stuff kasi my bed is on the floor.
On the floor.
So there's no space, okay? Nobody can hide din under the bed because there's no under the bed.
Ako, it's weird kasi my bed is a pull-out bed.
So you're technically yun, ikaw yung mattress may ilalim.
Nasa ilalim. So when you pull it out, magkakaroon ng space underneath. Kasi open siya on the other end. Eh. Hindi siya like fully, it doesn't go fully inside, like
oh
half
my
of
God.
It. So there will be an empty space there. So pag biglang may fingers na lumabas dun sa ano. Kasha tao eh, sa loob.
Baka may nagtatago doon.
Kasha, hindi naman. Eh, syempre, pag sinara mo na, ipit na siya, diba? So, only when it's pulled out. Yeah, you can crawl underneath. But you can't hide there, you know. Mm. And number 5 from Estoy. Parang ang daming creepy entry. Imagine coming home and seeing a mysterious pool of blood with no sign at all where it came from. Like, literally, there's just a pool of blood. No explanation.
Oh, my God. Very Gone Girl.
Like, walang footprints, walang signs of struggle. Like, literally, as if somebody just got some blood and poured it on your floor and then left. And no, yun yung, the grueling part is not knowing where did this come from.
I would think, baka meat, I don't know, meat blood or like,
and then what if it's a pool of blood?
A pool of blood?
Yeah.
Dinuguan. Pag dinuguan. Baka nabagsak yung ano, binili.
And number 4 from Jungkook's Girl. Imagine coming home from an exhausting road trip from Baguio to Manila only to realize na naiwan mo yung susi sa bahay ng sa hotel. Yung susi ng bahay sa hotel. So, I mean, like, yeah, you can probably get a locksmith, but can you imagine? Yung pagod na pagod ka na. Gusto mo na lang matulog, and now you're going to have to look for somebody to have to, you know, jimmy your door open.
And it doesn't, I mean, it takes them a while to get to your place.
It takes them a while.
Because this has happened to me multiple times, okay? My condo, lagi ko naiiwan yung key. And usually, I leave a spare key kung saan-saan.
Yeah.
for me to be able to open the door. But then, usually, pag nangyayari pa yon, yung parang nakuha ko na yung spare key, tapos di ko na ibalik. So, yeah. They're all inside. So, it's happened to me at least, I would say, 3 times na I had to call a locksmith. And it's not cheap.
Yeah.
It's like $800 so you can get in. Tapos, ang tagal niya, like at least an hour for them to get there. And usually it happens pa, well, to me, at night. So, alam mo yung tipong, oh my God, galing ka ng party, antok ka na, gusto mo nang maligo, gusto mo nang matulog, tapos, you can't. Pero alam mo yung abot kamay mo na, nandun ka na sa bahay mo eh. Di walang mabuksan. But you know what? Speaking of Lazada, since pinag-uusapan natin yung Lazada sale, meron akong inaay sa Lazada na item na parang, kasi it's tricky pag condo. Saan mo iiwan yung spare key, diba? You can't leave. Wala namang doormat sa labas ng condo unit. So, and you can't leave it dun sa mailbox mo. Otherwise, people might be able to find it, right? Meron yung ano, parang apparently, yung parang nararap siya dun sa parang handle nung door mo outside. Okay. Tapos parang nalalock siya. And then like, there's a combination. Tapos when the combination open, but when the lock opens, may, parang may ano siya, compartment siya sa loob where you can leave your spare key.
Oh.
So, at least, hindi pwedeng buksan ng kung sino-sino kasi they don't know the combination, right?
Well, uso sa ano, for Airbnbs and even in other countries, very uso yung
electronic
ano,
na.
Like electronic, parang mailbox, parang ganun. So, you have like a little box at the outside of your condo or your ano. Tapos, like, meron ka lang code. So, you know, nobody will know your code except you.
Right. Eh, kasi sa akin, like, there's nowhere to put the box.
Oh,
diba?
Yeah.
Because it's the door.
It's
and then, like, all walls. So, where do you put it? Yun lang yung parang
work
pwede.
Oh, no,
yung parang
right.
Sa door handle mo lang makakabit.
Oo. Oh, oh.
So, alam mo na, i-add to cart ka na yan.
Oo oh, nga eh. And number 3 from Simply Nedge. Imagine coming home. Tapos ang inabutan mo, your entire family gathered around a cell phone watching your scandal. Or hindi naman watching. I mean, obviously, just to check if it's true. Alam mo, may nagsabi na sa kanila na that you have that this thing on the internet and they're all checking if it's you.
I don't know why it's extra awkward, but it is for us Filipinos talaga. Yeah. Like, diba kasi, I don't know. I mean, it's awkward anywhere in the world, but here, kasi people are so, especially our parents are so conservative.
Yeah.
That's not something, like, I mean, even if hindi sila conservative, it's just, sex is just a topic we usually stay away from as a family.
Yeah.
Right? So,
yeah.
That would be, oh my God, that would be a nightmare.
So awkward, like anything.
I will move.
Yeah.
I'll be like, bye fam.
And number 2 from Flailing Old Man. Imagine coming home to find a completely different family who've been living there for years.
Parasite.
No.
Pero ito family.
No, like, umalis ka, bahay mo pa yun, pamilya mo pa yung nakatira dun, but for some reasons, like you entered this wormhole, pag uwi mo, ibang pamilya na yung nakatira dun sa bahay na yun.
What the hell?
And it's a completely different
I don't know.
Family.
Oh my God.
And reality. Kasi in this universe, sila yung nakatira dun for years, not your family.
Yeah, this is very Stranger Things, diba?
Yeah.
Yung parang, it's like an alternate
universe. An alternate universe.
Like, where am I? What is going on? Alam mo, one of my favorite childhood books kind of reminds me of, the scenario reminded me of that book. Ito naman, para siyang, it's called The Dollhouse. It's
okay.
Ano siya, children's book siya. Tapos, parang basically, they moved to a new house and then she went to like an ancient toy store. Tapos, something, parang na-curse sila. Pagbalik niya, parang hindi na sila makalabas ng bahay. And it turned out na nakatira na sila sa dollhouse.
Oh my God!
And they're like trapped in the dollhouse. Yung bahay nila na actual bahay. Biglang dollhouse na pala siya. Yeah, pretty creepy, actually. Pero for kids siya. Pero yun yung binabasa ko lang sa kids. So, okay. Now you know.
That
like
can
this.
Mess you up.
Yeah, I know.
And the top, Imagine Coming Home, comes from Abby CJ.
Abby CJ says,
imagine coming home to find your wife and your side chick angrily waiting for you at the front door.
At sino pang galit? Galit na galit?
Galit na galit.
Like, I mean,
lalo na if they didn't know that the other one existed. And siguro they got together and it's like, loko to ha, halika. Mag-join forces tayo and let's confront him.
Pero I mean, nai-imagine ko na galit na galit ka din. Kasi parang, how dare you? I thought you loved me. Ngayon, nagkampihan pa kayong dalawa.
Nagkampihan kayo.
Against me?
Yeah. Ang ano kasi is, like if they didn't know.
Oh yeah, kunyari yung side chick aware. Siyempre, pag ganun, yung situation, kunyari, siya yung villain sa story.
Hindi alam nung wife na obviously na may side chick ka. Pero yung side chick thought you were single. Like, she didn't know that you were married. Di ba? Yeah. That happens. Tapos they discovered that, you know, the other one existed. So it's like, alika, let's make this special.
You know what? That's happened to my bestie.
Yeah.
Not, I know.
Oh, yeah. I think you told
her
me.
Her girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, you know, her boyfriend had a whole other relationship outside of theirs. And she had no idea. And they were together for a while.
Yee.
And it was an official relationship. Alam mo yun?
Yikes.
Yung parang, it wasn't like, it was on the DL or anything like that.
Yeah.
Siguro, just separate circles, separate worlds. So, they never found out about each other until, like, way later on. Tapos ganun, nag-ano sila. They met up, they had like this, like a whole confrontation.
Oh my God.
Nakasama yung guy. Yeah,
pero very, really ano yan eh. Remember that other, what's that movie again? The Gardener from Desperate Housewives, John Metcalf.
Jesse Metcalf.
Yung inano siya nung apat niyang babae na niloloko.
Ah, John Tucker Must Die.
There, John Tucker Must Die.
Si Ashanti.
Diba? Like,
yeah,
that's what
yeah,
they
yeah.
did. Kasi parang, hindi nila alam, player pala siya. So when they discovered that he's been playing all of them,
yeah.
Parang,
nag-ano sila, nag-collab sila.
Tapos tinali siya sa upuan.
Yes.
Yeah. And also, oh, there you go. So we've got one more batch of the top 10. We'll be playing a couple of songs first in the RX booth, but we will stay on Facebook Live.
So if you're not there yet, please join us. Facebook.com/RX931. If you want to text us your last minute requests and shout outs, 0961-1367931. We're both on Telegram and Viber, so go hit us up or tweet at RX931.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.5.
You okay, bro? What was that?
Time for the top 10 for today.
Remember, we're almost done. We're almost done.
I can feel the finish line.
Oh, I see it already. Oh my God, let's get there. But before we do the final batch, let's just say hello to your cup of tino. Good morning. Sabi niya, chinek ko kung Mercury retrograde para may sisisihin sana tayo for
is
today's
it?
Weirdness.
Is it?
Pero hindi eh. So wala. Kayo lang yan talaga.
Okay.
Sabi nga namin kanina, it's not you, it's us. Hi to height of hubris. Good morning to Angelo again. Also, what's up to Tony, and good morning to Juice Blank Hayden, who says, ngayon lang ako ulit nakinig ng podcast after a year. Grabe. Sure kayo na dalawa lang kayo sa studio? Kahit 1 second na dead air, wala. Ha, you two rock. Ganun ba tayo kaingay?
Grabe. Parang yeah. Man
sinabi alam mo na, mga Marites, eh, walang tigil. Hi to Kyla, who says good morning, and what's up to Derek, who says no reveal yet, to manifest. So I guess he's updated. And Tito Jewel says, anyari mga fans, abot dito sa Europe mong kasabawan.
I know, right?
Pwedeng drag name yung Raggedy Ondo.
On down.
Ondo.
Raggedy on down.
No,
hala, sino to?
Sino?
Sabi ni Erica, Smith? Para daw kung survivor daw ako, kung sumali daw survivor, ako si David.
Yeah, we told you that. Marky and I told you that. Sa Millennials versus
no,
Gen X.
No, I wanna watch this. I'm so curious.
Why, kasi si David, ano siya?
Why do I remind you of him?
David's a writer, and David's like afraid of everything in the wild.
Mga walang yaka yung tatlo kayo.
Basically, yung alam mo yung parang may lumipad lang na kulisap. Ah, yung parang... No. Well, let me redeem myself. But he's very, very, very smart.
Okay.
So, alam mo yun, in real life kasi, writer siya. So, okay. Parang, he's never had so to be curious. Put in that situation. Na, like, he's not an outdoorsy type of guy.
Okay.
He's like an introvert na ganun. Pero yun nga eh, he's very cerebral and parang, alam mo yun, nag-bloom siya dun sa survivor journey.
Oh.
Noona, like sobrang panis siya sa mga challenges. But as the weeks went on, parang biglang nagkaka-self-belief na siya. Hindi na siya nag-give up. Oo. Tapos naging contender siya till the end.
Oh.
Until, parang alam mo yung story niya, sobrang ganda. Yung parang, from this to this.
Ah, okay.
Pero yung naaalala namin sa'yo, yung before. Yung mga first few episodes.
Yung bago siya nag-bloom. Tsaka nakakainis. Ano kayo? Like, unanimous kayo. Marky said the same thing.
Yeah.
You said the same thing. And then now Erica says the same thing.
Yeah, that's why I've been telling you to watch Millennials versus Gen X. Kasi nga very, ano ka, very David.
Millennial?
Hindi. Boomer. Ano pala to? Boomers versus...
Oo.
Hindi, Millennials versus Gen X ba si David?
Sabi ni, Erica.
Oo, Millennials versus...
Okay.
Yeah, and, there you go. Sorry, kasi yung Gen X ang in my head, Z.
Oh.
Parang I was like, wait a second, may matatanda doon na.
Oh.
Ayun pala yun, yung Gen X. Sorry. May matatanda naman kasi talaga.
Pobreno ka naman. Makaano ng... Bakit ano? May mga matatanda naman.
Eh, di ba millennial ka naman?
Kaya
na. Sorry sa mga Gen X na hindi mo ka-generation. Sorry. I got carried away. I'm so sorry.
Sabi to maka. Ay, okay.
Sakit. Ayoko na. Pwede top na. Hindi ko na.
Wala pa nga tayo sa 10.
Oh, go.
Number 10 from 7070. Seeing your plant boxes knocked over, your sofa pillows tossed. Basa ako, tapos narinig ko. Yung in my head. I was like, ay, komportable na siya.
Ayoko na.
Komportable na siya.
Hindi ko na yata kaya tapusin to. Alam mo yung, kahit wala akong dinadala, feeling ko manganganak ako at this point. Ang sakit na yun.
sabi ni Patrick, oh, kaswal na kaswal lang.
Sorry! I really thought I turned off.
Kaswal na kaswal lang. Oh. Ay, oo nga. Anthony says, wala na, TGIT na. Thank God it's Tuesday. Ready na kami. Ready na kami magpahinga. Number 10 from 7070. Oh, thanking our topic sender, Elmer's Blue. Imagine coming home. Imagine coming home, seeing your plant boxes knocked over, your sofa pillows torn to pieces, and your dog happily wagging his tail because you're home. Alam mo yung you're so torn kasi parang papagalitan ko ba to dahil sinira yung bahay ko o wala, sobrang adorable.
I don't know. Parang doon ako sa ano, former.
Sa papagalitan.
Papagalitan.
Sabi ni Manny, mag-aalmusal sana ako. Pero nawalan ako ng gana sa upo ni Hazel.
Kasi tao tayo ng tao eh. Puro hangin na yung dibdib ko sa kaka.
Ay, naku.
Ay, oh, ko na. Sabi ni James Hawkins, sumulola rin medyo season. Naubos na. Na-expire na yung sa akin. Baka rin Becca naman, Lola Remedios.
Number 9 from Jungkook's Girl. Your ex, whom you haven't had contact with in months, waiting for you with a baby in tow. Like, you're not even sure if it's like, is it because it's my baby? Or it's like, let's get together, but FYI, I have a baby now. I mean, you know, like, ang daming possible plot twists.
Inaanak? Baka kukunin inaanak.
Or something, yeah, diba? Number 8 coming from Simply Nedge. Imagine coming home, tapos may aabutan kang kulto sa harap ng bahay niyo. Ikaw pala ang alay.
Oh my God! That is so freaky! Alam mo, anything that has to do with cults, for some reason, I'm interested in. Like, I wanna watch.
Yeah.
I wanna read.
But it also is so creepy.
Because it's so creepy, but it's a kind of creepy that I can stand. Because they're humans, you know? It's not like demonic or anything. Like, yun yung mga hindi ko rin kaya talaga. Pag gano'n na parang it's a human thing.
And I hate the whole concept na they'll pounce on you like the moment you get inside the house so nobody will see it.
Oh my God.
So like, alam mo yun, yung by the time you safely lock your door and the neighbors don't really see anything except you entering your house. Tapos bilang they'll jump on you.
Tsaka diba ano yan, ang po-profile sila.
Yeah.
Ng kung sino yung mukhang mas vulnerable than others.
And number 7 from Archa Aguilar, imagine coming home and your whole family is there and they start hugging you without an explanation saying, we accept you and always remember you're safe here at home. Like, ala, ano nangyari?
What did they hear? I know,
what did they hear? Diba? Number 6 from Rice Cake Ian. Imagine coming home and meeting the other versions of you from the multiverse ending up in your house. Like you have different versions of Hazel.
Oh.
From the different universes.
It's also kind of like that movie that you featured for Watchlist last week. Right? Younger Him?
The Adam Project.
Yeah. Diba parang ganon? Parang ganon. You meet another version of you.
Yun kasi, it's from the same line. Like, it's the older version of you coming back from the future. In a multiverse, they could be, one could be completely evil. One could be, like, a saint. One could be, like, a complete wallflower. Like, iba-ibang versions from different universes, different lines of life.
Pretty sure I'm the evil one. Ito na yun.
So, ito na yun.
Balamang ano, baka in a different universe, merong mabait na
mga
Hazel.
Mababait, oh.
Merong ano, willing mag-commit na Hazel.
Ay,
merong mahilig.
Ano, married with kids na Hazel.
Ay! Oo. Yung Chico, ano yung mga nasa ano?
Ano, feeling ibang ko universe. Isang saint, isang superhero, isang superstar, isang beacon of light. Isang
actually I was just thinking siguro may honest na Chico somewhere kasi yung nandito obviously the liar. So baka sa ibang ano,
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'll stick to that storyline. Duchess Gemi and Jimin's Girl at number 5. Imagine coming home to an empty lot. It's the right address but no house, just an empty lot.
Where did my house go?
Like, as in talahe ba? Like, it's not even like
nyari.
Somebody like over, like, in a span of 8 hours while you're at the office, giniba nila at tinanggal nila. Hindi, like, may mga talahe. Like, it's been empty forever.
That would be the weirdest thing.
Number 4 from Angelo Sunshine. imagine coming home, tapos tinatapon na ng parents mo lahat ng gamit mo. And you're like, what are you doing to my stuff? And they're like, tapos may nag-aabang na limousine sa gate. Oh. Tapos sasabihin ng parents mo, anak, you passed the test. Ang totoo niyan, sobrang yaman natin. Uuwi na tayo sa mansion. Yung pinalaki ka lang nila, pinalaki lang nila ikaw. Think, kasi they're so scared of you growing up to be a spoiled brat. Thinking that you didn't have money, so you had to work for it. Tapos nung nakita nila na, ay ano na to, lalaking matino na to. Biglang, we're super rich.
Surprise!
Surprise!
Oh, the best kind of surprise. My
That's
gosh.
That's actually a great surprise.
Let's go!
Hey, Tina says, imagine coming home on a weekend to see your beloved nanny cooking your favorite bulalo. But the thing is, she already passed away.
I mean,
like it's, alam mo sa akin, G lang yan to my late father. Anyone else, I would be still scared no matter how much I love them. But like if I saw my dad, I don't think it's physically possible for me to be scared. Honestly.
Even if you know that it's not, it might not be him.
Ay, wag ganun.
Maybe nagkatawang
na
daddy mo lang.
Kasi
pero
kung sure ako na it's my late father, I would not be scared.
Do you think merong ano, merong parang tell? Like, meron kayong way na mako-communicate mo na, sige nga, if you're really my dad.
Or siguro if he calls me Bujak-Jak.
Ah,
I don't know.
So, siguro something like that.
Something like that.
Yung parang very personal na dapat alam yun.
Yeah.
Diba? But I...
Tuloy, alam mo, nako-conscious na ako. Hindi ko na masabi isa kong nickname.
Ano nga, ay...
Bujak-Jak, diba? Tsaka...
Kokodik!
Oh, uy, ginawa nyo kasing pangit
iba yung
eh.
Sasabihin ko dapat. For some reason, kasi galing sa Bujak-Jak. Buti na lang hindi ko na natuloy. Kasi, Jack,
hindi kaya nga eh, Kokodik.
Kokodik. Kokodik. Matayo, Kokodik.
Ayaw ko sa inyo, ginawa nyong ano.
Kokodik.
Wag mong gagawing American
accent. Sige. Kokodik.
Kokodik.
Sige.
Ganun
sige.
Lang.
Okay,
Kokodik.
Noted.
And number two from Estoy. Imagine coming home, usual night, galing kang work, tapos you find your family eating dinner. So, greet ka, good evening. Pero parang walang nakarinig. So, nag-good evening ka ulit. Tapos tinawag mo yung nanay mo, tatay mo. But it turns out, hindi ka nila nakikita or narinig.
You know, that's a prank I wanna pull.
Yeah.
On someone. Parang literal na we're gonna pretend di natin siya nandito.
You know what's difficult with that though? When they start touching you.
Yun nga eh.
Kasi syempre, hindi mo na mape-pretend, di ba, na wala sila.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if you're really dead, dapat you'd probably go through
tatagus
them.
Ka. Oh, yeah.
Na. So if you can touch them, obviously it's a prank.
I know, that's why it's difficult eh.
Di ba? And the top, imagine coming home, comes from Jimin's Girl.
Jimin's Girl says,
imagine coming home to surprise your loved ones sa Pinas. Tapos malalaman mo, nagkasalisi kayo kasi sila naman nasa SG to surprise you.
The worst.
Oh, nabo, it's the absolute
the worst.
Worst.
Yung parang,
diba?
Asan kayo? Asan ka?
Yung parang like walang tao sa bahay and you're like, nasan kayo? Andito ako. Hala, andito kami sa Singapore.
And you know what's horrible? You know they feel exactly the same way you're feeling.
Yep.
And it's like, oh my God. Yeah, that's so bad. Siyempre, kung sino na lang yung isa, yun na lang yung umuwi.
And can you imagine how horrible it is? Like you'd have to go to a hotel. Kasi malamang walang susi ka, di ba? House here in the Philippines.
Oh man. Hindi, ano na agad? Book na agad ng flight pabalik.
Sino?
Ako, kasi if family mo na yun nandun eh, ikaw mag-isa ka lang eh, it's easier to
adjust,
right?
Pero at the same time, imaginein mo yun, ikaw yung OFW, so miss na miss mo na yung Philippines, and you would like to see the Philippines, di ba? So,
I know.
But there you go, what about us?
My God, this is it, finish line.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine? Ito na, tapos alam mo yung feeling ko, yung one step ka na, tapos matatapilok ka pa.
Yeah, talaga, promise.
Oh, sige, sige.
Ako siguro yun. Just like my example earlier na, or a couple of days ago, imagine coming home to, well, let's say you're single, then imagine coming home to a husband, tapos biglang may mga kids na nandun sa condo mo, and they're all like, they're yours. Or they will tell you na, yung parang, what happened? Like, where did you come from?
Yung parang, why do I have a family?
Why am I gonna be, why do I have to be responsible now? What's going on? Oh my God, I wouldn't know what to do. I would probably run away.
Ako naman, alam mo, it's so weird that you should give that as your answer. My biggest nightmare was, you know, growing up, I always had a very active imagination.
Mm.
Like, you will not believe how active my imagination is. So, I would always daydream. I would always have, like, it's crazy. My mind never stops. I guess that's why I have a very anxious personality. Because I'm always, like super, the gears in my head are always turning.
I believe you. I mean, hello. Yung sobrang wild na imagination mo, feeling mo, hindi pumapatak yung bawat taon. 36 ka lang forever.
Diba? So, alam mo, I've thought of it.
Mm.
Like, even after, like, so many years together, one of my biggest nightmares is that I'll come home one day and I'm like, where's Baby Wave? Tapos yung biglang malalaman ko, like, I dreamed it all up. Like, I imagined the entire thing. And then I'm actually single. And I have been single for like forever.
Tapos, papasok ka ng TMR the next day, diba?
Mm.
Tapos makikita mo, biglang nandiyan si Baby Whale. And you're gonna be like, oh, I did not dream it. Except, nandito si Baby Whale for me. And not for you. And I'd be like, oh, Chico, I'd like you to meet my Baby Whale.
Ayan, magkakatuluyan na talaga yung ano, sabunutan sa Strata 2000. Mangyayari na talaga.
Anong ang gagawin mo?
Oh my
Tapos,
gosh.
Tapos yung alam mo kami, so wala weird. Naman kaming ano, wala namang mali siya kasi hindi naman kami aware na may nangyaring ganun in your head na parang you dreamed everything na, alam mo yun, kayo pala, ganyan-ganyan. And we're like, but why are you upset? Problema.
Ano nangyari?
Okay ka lang?
Sabi ko, just know this. I will take back what is mine.
Wow!
Even in this other reality, in this other mind frame.
Sabi ko, Chico, what's wrong? Tapos sasagutin mo ko, wag mo akong machiko, Chico.
Ang tanong, are you...
Here's hoping! Sagot ka sa'yo! Oh my God! Ay, nako!
Okay.
Talagang... Guys.
I am so tired.
I'm ready to hit. You know what? I can't believe I have plans for lunch because I am exhausted.
Mapapanap yata ako talaga. Parang 8 hours yung board work natin.
This isn't even a lie.
Right?
Oh my... Guys, you have no idea. This has been going on since 6 a.m.
Feeling ko ano? Alam mo yung feeling ko after nyo mag-lunch? Yung tipong nasa elevator pa lang, humihilik ka.
Plakda na talaga ako. As in.
Diba?
But thank you so much for joining us, for laughing with us, at us as well. Okay lang. Thank you. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be Riot Wednesday.
We'll
do the Morning Crush, OSC, of course the top 10 as well.